18 AD 2517. Location: Planet A361F. Galactic position: Solar System A361. Astronomic location: Bodas Galaxy. Yamashiro Yoshi, Admiral of the Japanese fleet, stood behind a table that had been draped with a white tablecloth. On the table sat a ceramic bottle, an ivory-glazed ceramic cylinder 8 inches tall and 3 inches wide, covered with hand-painted kanji. Beside the bottle sat a row of 13 thimbles. The seals called them thimbles because they held no more liquor than you could fit in a thimble. The Japanese called them ochoko. The ochoko matched the bottle, ivory-colored glaze and covered with kanji symbols. Yamashiro filled each of the ochoko with sake.
Come forward and take your ochoko.
The 12 seals stepped forward and took a cup. He took the 13th cup.
Drink!
Once the seals had drained their sake, Yamashiro nodded to them and then left the landing bay of the battleship Onoda, his officers in tow. Once they were gone, Ilyich gathered his seals beside the transport that would launch them on their mission. The transport would not take them down to the planet, but if everything went well, it would bring them back to the ship. Capalilia and Humble looked at each other, confused.
You did know that was a traditional kamikaze farewell.
Yeah, I know. Only, we're coming back.
Maybe. We might think we're coming back, but Yamashiro doesn't.
The rear hatch of the transport ground open, and the seals shuffled in. As Ilyich passed, Humble spoke to his commanding officer.
Master Chief, do you think we're coming back?
As long as the fleet doesn't leave us behind.
The transport had been flying for about 20 minutes when Ilyich turned to address his seals.
Board your caskets.
The caskets were stealth infiltration pods, or SIPs. Coffin-sized people flyers designed to evade all known forms of detection. 6 feet long and 3 feet wide, SIPs could travel millions of miles in an hour. They scanned for radar, sonar, and laser detection and camouflaged their own footprint. They did not have guns or steering controls. SEALs did not pilot their caskets. They went along for the ride. Seemingly designed to make passengers uncomfortable, the cargo pit of the SIP lacked so much as a shred of padding, had no lights, and no communications gear. The SIP was designed for 10-minute flights and nothing longer. A team of technicians opened the pods, and the SEALs climbed into their caskets without hesitation. Once the technicians closed the pod doors, dry gel oozed in around the seals to protect them against the stresses of extreme acceleration and deceleration. Working as quickly as they could, technicians, dressed in soft-shelled armor, lifted the SIPs into place. The launching device had a revolving carriage with chambers for 12 caskets that the techs loaded like bullets. The pilot purged the air from the kettle, then he shut off the engines and all of the lights as he opened the rear hatch. The device fired the pods into space. For the duration of their flight, the SEALs heard nothing as they streaked through space. Barely larger than old-fashioned spacesuits, the pods carried their cargo a 500,000 miles in a matter of seconds. All 12 pods landed within a 40-foot radius, their cargo bay doors opened, and the SEALs emerged. Ilyich and his team knew what to expect. This planet was known as A361F, as it was the sixth planet from the star labeled A361. A361F had an unbreathable atmosphere, a toxic cocktail of nitrogen, carbon monoxide, and methane. Because it was so far from the sun, a foot-thick layer of poisonous frost covered its surface. Ilyich thought the planet looked a lot like Earth's moon might have looked had it been frozen under ice. Nothing had color. The ground was gray. The sky was black. The SEALs did not waste time chatting about the dreary surroundings. In the hours before the mission began, remote surveillance technicians had used satellite drones to map the planet. Designed for military use, the satellites were not equipped to take air samples from space. They tested for radiation, located non-natural structures, recorded ground movement, and searched for possible targets. On this planet, the satellites found only one point of interest, an abandoned building complex. Looking at the satellite reports, Yamashiro's intelligence officers said that complex was inactive, possibly an abandoned fort or a fueling station for space travelers. They had no way of knowing if it belonged to the Avatari, the aliens who had created such havoc upon the Milky Way. The author of the report did speculate that